In the 1800s, you know how people got to sleep at night? In the dim flickering light of candles, they exhaled. Blow out the candle, it's dark. They went to sleep. No white noise apps, no hypnosis, no nonsense. The day was hard, the night was welcome. But fast forward, and overstimulated Americans will do almost anything to slip off to la-la land for a few hours. Pills, herbs, apps. There's an entire universe of slumber hacks on TikTok, and the most interesting of them, and by that I mean the most uninteresting, are recordings of boring people whose voices literally put you to sleep. The Wall Street Journal has written a roundup of these snooze fests, so allow me to bore you first with a five-hour loop of the BBC shipping forecast.
1,015, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by west.
For those who fall asleep best to a soothing voice, this meaningless weather forecast from a faraway place is just the ticket. Now, for those who remember hiding under the covers as a kid listening to a baseball game on a crackly radio, a guy in Chicago is producing a baseball play-by-play podcast.
Runners on the corners now. One away for Giovanni Gasparo.
The horrible sound quality is intentional. It's like an old crackly radio. The teams are made up. The games are fake. And boring, but it's soothing to some people, as is a guy in Pleasant Grove, who was once told he had a boring voice. So when he was laid off, Benjamin Boster began the I Can't Sleep podcast. He reads Wikipedia pages about boring subjects like ATM machines,
funds transfers, balance inquiries, or account information inquiries.
Still awake? This 43-year-old Pleasant Grove boring guy has 10 million downloads, and he now supports his family as a living, breathing dose of melatonin.
Including
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.